Yep.
So let's see, where could this be plugged in? Oh, let me turn off this, too. This is
going to
be a lot of white noise you'll watch. What do we have this for,
Manny? That's for my torches in here.
Do you remember why we put that, why we started using the humidifier in here?
Because my torches sometimes get dried out.
He's getting dried out, yeah.
Do you want me to take him out and show you him?
If you want, sure.
He can walk around. Should we take him out?
Okay.
He just looks like a kid too.
Really?
In the cage, he just looks what, Manny?
He looks the same as his. He's the same as in his cage.
Oh, I see. Like, he doesn't change that much when you take him out. But, so then why do you think Ryan might want to see him? What would be the good thing about taking him out of the cage, you think?
Because I was thinking he's very cute.
Oh,
is
it cute?
I do think he is very cute.
We're
going to
check him out.
And he's not big as that one is a puzzle box. He's a little bit smaller than the puzzles for it.
Yep, that's true. Because we could compare them, right? Should we see how big he is in real life versus on the puzzle? Where's that puzzle? Let's see here. What do you think about him here versus in the puzzle?
He's smaller than that one.
Yeah, he's quite a bit smaller. But he kind of looks cuter. Another thing that's interesting, what else do you see that looks different? If we take it out of the bag, you might be able to notice something that I was noticing. What do you think about the color of him in here versus right there where he's walking?
Is the one right there.
He looks a little different as the one right there, yeah. I think he looks more yellow in real life. What do you think?
Yeah, I want to do it right now.
You wanted to do the puzzle right now? Okay, well, we'll watch your tortoise and make sure he doesn't crawl around too much.
Mama.
What's wrong with those?
They stick together.
Why is it yellow? I think because it's a new puzzle.
I haven't put it in the closet.
Isn't it new? They just made it and we just opened it. Now, this is going to be a tricky puzzle, I think, because look at this. What about the colors on all these pieces? What do you think about the colors?
They're not the same as that one.
They're not the same as that one, but they're all the same as each other. See? Like, we say, is this part of the tortoise? Yeah. Is this part of the tortoise? A lot of the pieces look the same. It's going to be a tricky puzzle. Which way should we do it? Should we do it facing you? Should we try to do it that way? Do you see any pieces that might go on the top? Yeah, that's the other problem. We don't have a picture to follow, do we? So I wonder, we haven't seen Ryan since before Christmas time. That was quite a while ago, wasn't it? So what did you get for Christmas? You will show us. Okay. What does a leaf pad do? Can you show Ryan what your leaf pad does?
I have not seen one of those before.
It's like a book.
Look at that.
Let me show.
Yeah.
Welcome to the Leaf Pad Learning System.
So it has all kinds of stuff. So what does it do besides read?
You play a game. Touch the shoe. Here we are at the store. Mom says, we'll buy socks and more.
What do you think?
Try touching pictures to hear some sounds.
Okay, so this does all kinds of stuff. It has like, you can do things like where it will read, you can play games. What's this story about? Oh, I turned it off. What's this story about? Remember?
Welcome to the Leaf Pad Learning System.
Remember what happens to this girl?
Lil's loose tooth, an introduction to Leap and friends.
It wrinkles, Leap. The top one here. My tooth, it's loose.
Cry, Lil.
Oh.
It.
It wrinkles, Leap. The top one here. My tooth, it's loose.
Cry, Lil.
Oh, dear.
Okay, what else did you get for your birthday? Goodbye. We can play it later, Bo. What else did you get for your birthday? Did that you hear me say your birthday? Was it for your birthday?
No, it was for Christmas.
Wow. How do you work that?
Oh, yeah, that is very interesting.
What are you doing?
Oh, that's not me.
Oh, is it on? Hmm. I don't know. What do you think? What could be going wrong with it, honey?
Oh, you know what? Remember that I said
sometimes sometimes the batteries would get loose. Hmm. And that was what was going on? Still not working, though. Hmm. Let me try to push it up. I don't know. What do you think was wrong with it, Maddie? Well, anyway, what's it supposed to do?
It's supposed to make sounds.
Oh, it's supposed to make sounds? Okay. Like, so every time you, like if you were to hit that, it would make a sound?
And also for Christmas, I got a little teeth.
Wow, let me see that. So what did you do on Christmas then? Tell me a little bit about that.
A little bit on Christmas, I had like a tea set party.
Mm-hmm. Oh. We did have a tea set party. What else did we do on Christmas? Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
What happens? Santa comes to the house and brings a present.
Oh.
What did we do for Santa who was coming to our house?
From coming to our house from very far, we give him some water and
what else did we leave him?
And also some cookies.
There you go.
Did he eat the cookies that you left him?
Yeah.
He did. He was probably very happy that you left him something to eat.
Yeah. But where does he live? Why does he get hungry?
Because he lives at the North Pole.
Okay, now we can see how this works. Oh my gosh.
Boy.
That is interesting. So let's see, should we get some for Ryan? And then he can put that some too? Maybe he needs to see how you do it again. How do you do it again?
Oh.
Interesting.
I'm going to try one then. I'll take a green one. So how does Santa get to your house then? All the way from the North Pole.
He has a sleigh.
Hmm. Okay.
Now, what is the interesting thing that happens with Santa in time?
And he changes back to time.
Yeah?
Yeah, why does he have to change back the time? Why do you think he needs a lot of time?
because to everybody's house.
To get to everybody's house, yeah?
Yeah. Otherwise, nope, I think that's enough. You probably had snack at school, but we just had to take some M&Ms out so we could learn how to use this again. So, you know what? I don't think Ryan also knows about the play you were in.
You were in a play?
Yeah. In my church.
At your church?
Yeah. It was about When the Lord Jesus, when he was in the cradle.
Mm-hmm.
And what was your part in the play? Were you little baby Jesus?
No.
What did you have to do?
I was little sheep.
You were a little
sheep? My daddy had to turn the light and off on the animals.
For the play, he had to turn them on and off?
And what was my job?
My mommy was a shepherd.
So what were the things we said in the play? Did we talk a whole bunch, or were we mostly just singing the play?
It was just a couple stuff.
You had special things you had to say that I could not say. What were you supposed to say when you were whacking up? Right. And then we sang a song too.
It was...
Oh, are some of them still stuck in there? Let's try push them out. Let's see. Oh, there they rest of them come. So you did sing a song. He did so good. He knew almost all the words, right? Remember what song it was?
Do you remember what was that for yet?
Away in a manger.
Away
in
a manger.
Do you remember how it goes? Remember any parts of it?
We did since we saw Ryan was we went to Toronto. Do you remember what we did in Toronto?
We only got like one thing in Toronto, but we got ice cream too. And that's my thing.
That's pretty neat.
Well, what's that for, man?
Yeah, what do you use it for?
When we were in the car, it took a long time?
Yeah, I put my stuff in there.
I didn't even know there was stuff in there. What's in there right now?
Not really. Nothing.
Oh, nothing in there right now, huh?
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Let me put your hand stuck in there.
Okay?
Oh,
yeah,
no.
I'm trying to look at
myself. Let's take it out.
Who's that guy on the... Who are those people on the front there?
Sally.
Sally? Okay.
And Mike,
okay.
Yeah. So, you're right. There's nothing in here right now. Well, what did we do besides buy this when we were at Toronto? What was another place we went?
The ice cream.
Where did we see something very, very interesting that was very big and a little bit scary?
Dinosaur museum. Hey, were there any meat at the Dinosaur Museum?
And for Christmas, I got two video.
Oh, well, maybe you could tell Ryan those stories. You know, he may not know about those videos, actually. Oh, good. Okay, so you're going to show them to him and also tell him about them. Great. I'm not sure you know where they are, honey.
Any of those movies before? Watch out for your
first. Ryan, have you seen these movies before?
Breeze. No, I haven't. Spirit, no, but I heard that that was a very good movie.
What I thought was a little bit mean, because remember, these guys,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were a little scary when I just saw that movie.
What did they do in that movie?
I remember this part was when they were splashing in the water.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, how about tell them about this one?
And they were going on like a little nature, and they didn't know if there was any air falling on them. And this one has like only 2 meters, and it comes a lot. Yeah, but they're not really, they're not them. They're like 3 miles. They're like stuff. And they're like in that movie, they have like 3. They have 1 at the beginning too.
Mm-hmm. Well, what happens? Why is it called the Big Freeze? What happens in that movie?
It gets very cold.
It gets very cold. What do they do? Why do they go on a journey in that movie, in the Big Freeze movie? Why do they go on a little trip? Remember?
To find Spike.
Oh, now who's Spike?
The green one is.
Oh. How come they had to find him? Did he get lost or something?
No. He went off with that little guy.
Oh, now who's that little guy?
Remember this guy?
Yeah, but I don't know his name. I don't think they give him a name. Yeah.
But Spike is the one they had to go and try to find?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And did they find him?
Yep.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh, what happens in Land Before Time? This one's a great video. It's Mandy's new favorite video. What happens in that story? Because Ryan does not even know why they were on it. Traveling.
Yeah.
They were traveling to... Do you remember what it's called?
Well, it's the Great... What? They're traveling to the Great... The Great Valley?
The Great Valley.
Oh.
Why do they have to travel to the Great Valley? Do they go with their mommies and daddies?
No.
Just them, right?
Yeah, just them.
Did that guy go with them too?
Yeah, and that was me either. And they had to rent it. And right there they don't see it.
Oh, so they're... But they didn't try to get them then?
Yep.
Yeah. What's this thing? Like that thing?
Which one?
Oh, yeah.
So, this is a volcano.
Oh. Mm-hmm. I have not seen one of those before.
I haven't either, but I know what volcanoes are.
You do.
They're pretty cool. What happens? What comes out of volcanoes?
Fire.
Oh. Yeah. What are you looking for over there?
Hey, did you get this for Christmas too?
What?
This big thing right here.
No.
No?
I didn't
show
you. Oh. And I got this for Christmas.
You want to bring it out here? Trick. Oh. Hey, that's a pretty neat book, huh? It pops up like that. Do you know any of these guys' names? Do you know that guy's name?
No.
There is someone who has a funny name, though. Remember the bird? What do they call him?
Terry. And his name, they call him
Terry Daxel. That's a pretty funny name, huh? He's a pretty neat bird, though.
It's not a bird, man. Remember, it's a pterodactyl.
Oh,
dear. Yeah. What are pterodactyls kind of like? They're kind of what?
They're
kind of
mean.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty mean.
Yeah, it's a very interesting. Very
interesting.
We have to be careful. I have to wake him up, so do we have to be quiet then? I want to turn the page. I don't want him to wake up. Yeah, he's kind of scared me a little bit. Who is that guy?
Do you remember why does Trixie do a good job in that book? What does Trixie do that's helpful?
She finds little mommy.
Mm-hmm. She finds some of the ones mommy. You're right. So
got a lot of books over there.
Yeah. So I'm trying to think of what else have we been doing.
She's like a person, elephant.
Yeah. I kind of like elephants.
Me too.
Yeah. Hey, I was thinking about the game we played yesterday. That was very fun. Remember? I'll give you a hint and then you can tell Ryan what game it was. Remember it had an owl and an elephant in the game. Do you remember? What were we pretending? You don't remember the game? The owl, remember I had the owl first? And then I got the elephant second? You don't remember that game?
Was the cat game?
No, the cat game we played later. Yeah, remember we were pretending that we were cats hiding, and who were we hiding from? The poachers. Yes, the poachers. You gotta watch out for them.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you have to watch out for poachers? You know why? What do poachers do?
They grab people.
Yeah, it's usually animals. They don't really grab people usually. Yeah. Oh, we did some. Go ahead.
And also, remember that story called Eliza's Secret?
Eliza's Secret, yes. No, that's a funny part. I bet you Ryan doesn't know what Eliza's Secret is. What is her secret?
She can talk to animals.
She can. What does she tell them?
She doesn't know what to tell them. But Roy. She does tell, she blurts it out, and she says, I know these things because I can talk to animals. In the book she does.
So what happens when she tells her secret?
She leaves, they're like a tornado comes, thing. It comes down and takes her powers away.
Comes and takes her powers away. But how does she get her powers back?
Do you remember what's
name
is?
Oh, Shaman Minyambo?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, why does he give her back her powers?
Because...
Well, what does she do that she does a great job with at the end? Remember she saves something?
She saves that.
Mm-hmm. She saves the elephants, yeah. Which Ryan would like, because he said he just likes elephants. Mm-hmm. So he would probably be very happy to see that. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he could see it, right? What is the movie?
It was just like a new movie.
Oh, just a new one? Okay.
Yeah. Is it still like in the movie theater?
It's still in the movie theaters, yeah.
Did you see that movie?
He doesn't know the name of it. What's the name of it? Do you know?
Remember it?
The Wild?
Thornberry.
Oh, I did hear about that movie, but I have not seen it yet.
We did something actually very interesting on Friday. We went to a... What kind of game? Remember what kind of game we went to?
Hockey game.
A hockey game!
Wow.
That was so
and
fun.
Swimming at the college.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's like a diving one and a swimming part.
Uh-huh.
Diving part and a swimming part.
Do you dive in there?
Don't dive in the swimming part, but diving.
You and Daddy dive in the diving part?
No, me dive the swimming part.
Oh, that's what I was thinking, because I didn't know if you knew how to dive or not.
You go underwater, right?
You do go underwater. And I do, too. Yes. We actually went swimming in Toronto, too, didn't we? Did I go swimming, though? Just in the hot tub, right? You and Daddy went swimming in the big pool.
So where was your hockey game at that you went to?
It was at the college.
At the college, too? Oh.
Did I hear anything else except for the other stuff?
Oh, for Christmas? Well, there's one thing we could show Ryan that you did get from Grandma Sharon and Grandpa Dito.
Wow, you are
Ryan would probably find this very interesting.
Ah.
Because, you know, he probably doesn't know how you play this game.
If you do bad things, you have to go down the chute. And if you do good things, you get to go up the ladder.
Really? Well, I'm going to just do good things then.
Do you get to pick if you do good things or bad things?
No.
How does it get decided whether you're going to go up the ladder or down the chute?
And she does a bad thing because she breaks the thing. And then she goes down the chute.
So she's got to slide all the way down there?
Yeah.
Mm. What happens to... This is the one we keep landing on. What happened to this boy?
He went by the sign, then he went that way.
And he broke the ice.
What if... Yeah. That wasn't very safe. The sign said no skating.
I said no skating.
Well, why do you think they didn't want him to skate there?
He would go down the chute.
Because he would go down the chute. Now, I like this one. We like to try to get this one. What is he doing with that cat?
He's helping him with this part, and the cat loves him.
The cat loves him, right? That's a good
one. And if I want to help him, then if the bunny was hurt or anything.
You wanted to help a bunny if the bunny was hurt?
Yeah, then if I helped him, then he might like me forever.
Yeah, that's right. That would be nice. Oh, but what is this boy doing with the cat?
Pulling his tail. And remember, what part did he scratch him?
Right there. And get scratched by the cat.
I get scratched by the cat.
Do you think the cat liked having his tail pulled? No, probably not.
I scratched him like a black paper.
The cat's probably pretty angry, but you're right. Where does this boy get scratched?
Right here, and right here, and right here.
Yeah, lots of places. This is Mommy. This one's kind of funny. What is this girl doing?
She's eating candy, and then she goes down the chute, and then she gets a headache.
A headache? You think her head hurt? Yeah. Maybe her head would hurt, too. How's your headache? You had a headache this morning.
And you were doing that. And then where did he go?
Yeah. What was he doing that he should not do there?
He was not putting his boots on.
He's not putting his boots on, no.
And then he was doing a good job because he was doing a good job of eating healthy food. Then he went up there and he was bigger.
That is a good one.
But do you know what I don't like?
What one?
I don't like beans.
What are those?
They're like beans.
Oh.
You don't like beans? Don't like them. You know what? I don't really like them either.
No.
Daddy probably would eat the beans, though.
I would eat the beans, too.
Oh, that is healthy. Now, let's look at this last one, and then maybe we can do something different.
And he was not holding it, and then he gets to go down the chute like this. And then she did a good, not bad job, because she broke dishes down here.
Yeah.
So, how do you actually play the game? If we were here, we won't play the game because it will take too long, but we start here, what do you want to try to do to be the winner?
Yeah, you have to... You have to be fast like this.
Oh. And where do you want to try to be? At the top here, huh?
Yeah.
Yep, you go up. Winner. So we've played this game a couple times. Who is usually the winner?
Sometimes
you would win. Sometimes I would win. Sometimes Daddy would win. It was fun. I like that game.
It's a neat game.
Hello? Mm-hmm.
Yes?
I think I put the ball in there.
Oh, was that part of your puzzle?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I put your puzzle right there. We'll have to work on that later. That's going to be tricky. We'll probably have Daddy help us a little bit on that too. Okay? Yeah. Yep.
Let me just...
Oh, okay, sure, go ahead.
I'm sure.
I like tea parties.
You want to bring over your tea set?
There's only three of us here.
Oh, so then what is... Do we need all the plates then?
Nope. There's like a lot.
How many did we get?
Let me show you. See, there's a lot.
No.
There's...